raised by Mr. Taraya concerning the contents of our report, notably in paragraphs 28 to 30. Any behaviour which corresponds to an enforced disappearance is prohibited in our legislation, as the head of delegation already pointed out. It is on the basis of our constitution that this prohibition occurs. In our report, we explain how the system of fundamental rights and freedoms works. Perhaps I can explain that to you further. We have an open-ended catalogue of rights and freedoms in the Constitution, and the Constitution sets out the strength of these rights. They are so binding upon the state and in Portugal, that must be respected by the state and by private entities as well. Now, with regard to your question, can proportionality be invoked so that the state could tackle a case of enforced disappearance? No. In order for these rights, freedoms and guarantees to be restricted, then that restriction must be foreseen in law. It is the Parliament which is the competent body, or possibly the government, for deciding upon this. If there is authorisation provided for in legislation for the government to do so, there are other requirements for justifying any restriction on rights and freedoms. But in no case whatsoever can there be a restriction on the core rights and freedoms. When it comes to restrictions upon personal liberty, they're only possible under the auspices of a criminal investigation. These restrictions are subject to all these conditions laid out in the Constitution. Perhaps I can come back to Article 6 now and the responsibility of superiors. Perhaps I can ask Maria Cândido to answer this. Very good afternoon to you all. Now, when it comes to this question,